We're continuing with the laws of the Echelot. How to eat, how to be a mensch, how to have mamash be Kiddush Hashem when you're eating. Everything we do is guided by Hashem. So he teaches us that two people sitting at the table, even if each one has their own bowl in front of them, or types of fruits that each one is eating, the younger person should respect the older person and wait till he eats first. This is like the old custom that people didn't eat from their soup until everyone was sitting down. Really, it's proper to wait till the adults sit down before the younger ones start eating. When it comes to two people sharing one bowl, then it's clear that there's a certain sense of pressure because the other person, so for example, when a person stopped eating and he wants to drink something, he has to do something, he has to answer the phone, and it's a quick call. So then the other person is derech eretz for him to wait, so this way he doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna have any food left. When it comes to three people on one stop, two people don't have to stop for one person. A person can do whatever he wants with his bread. What does that mean? That means so long as he's not making the bread disgusting, he could use it to the mashal in the Eretz Yisrael or in America. If you eat pita with hummus, so you dip the pita with hummus, you even could lift some of the hummus with the pita. And that point is, as long as each time when you're using the pita, you're eating some of the, you're lifting it and using it as a spoon or a fork, but you're going to have with the hummus some of the bread, then it's okay. Otherwise, it's considered a bizayin to the bread that you're just using it as a spoon. When it comes to throwing bread, we already mentioned this, that the proper thing to do is not to throw bread, although there is a limud schus based on the Ksav Sofer, the Chasam Sofer, with Ketores, it's a, that there was a certain inyan of throwing it, but the Maisa, halachically, a person should not throw bread. Why? Because it's shaming the bread, it's a design to the bread, even when it's not going to get disgusting when you throw it. When it comes to other types of food, the halach is you're allowed to throw other foods, so long as they won't become disgusting, and that's when people have what's called the ufru for something like that, bar mitzvahs, they throw candy. So it's all discussion. You're allowed to do it in the shul or not, but the prevailing minhag is to do so. But however, one should be careful, especially, and this is not mentioned there, I'm just throwing this in, not to use hard candy, etc., because chas v'sham people could get hurt and they have gotten hurt. So that's for sure not to, one should not do. Also, when it comes to fruits, when it comes to washing hands, one should not wash their hands with wine or other types of liquids because of bizayin. When a person sees food on the ground, you're supposed to raise it. This whole discussion today because of germs, etc. So the main point is to push it to the side. I think from over the Yashav I saw, to push it aside, the people don't step on it. That shows respect to the actual food. When it comes to food, we mentioned this, you're not supposed to give food, especially food that was on the table that you made a bracha on, and give it to animals. Why? Consider it as a bizarre nechel. Remember, there's a mechelikus rishon, there's a ran, maybe that's only chuma. So the chatchila one should not use regular edible food, and as it became discussed, and then you could use it to give it to the animal. But if it's difficult for a person, and maybe today cat food could be very expensive, so then there's more room to be lenient. When it comes to making refuah with pas or with other types of food, you're allowed to do so, even though it becomes disgusting. For example, smearing certain foods as oil, creams, and stuff like that, one's allowed to do so. One has to be very careful, because it says not to, when it comes to throw away crumbs. And the reason why is because kashalanius, here's another place where the Chazal were very clear that it could cause poverty. So what's the ikar concern that people are going to step in it? If you look at the Gemara in Maseches Chulin that discusses the source for this, so rather what your person should do is gather them and give them to the birds or etc. to areas where A, no one's going to step on, and B, that's going to be consumed by animals. There's a whole discussion if it's the size of a kazai, so what to do, especially today is quite difficult, especially in simchas and stuff like that. So whatever a person can do to respect the bread, even if it's something that has to be discarded, but should be done in a respectful way, and this with no one stepping on it, that is the ikar point of showing respect to the bread. Why? Because it represents panasa, that Hashem is giving us the shefa. A person should not drink in front of others. This is a custom that not really is kept anymore. And so even though the kids are says to turn around your face when drinking water, most people don't do this, and it's probably today not considered a lack of their chet. And with other liquids, that even the kiddush says not a problem. You're not supposed to stare at a person who's eating or drinking, and especially the portions in front of it can be embarrassing. The exception, I suppose, when it comes to your Rebbe, Tzaddik, and they say, you want to see how he eats, so then you're allowed to. Any food or drink that a person is serving and there's a very good smell, it could be dangerous if he doesn't have to partake from that. So therefore, that's we one of the sources, you know, that if a person's a shamish, like a waiter, he should be eating for every item that he's bringing to the table. The reason why that doesn't happen, of course, is because already Chafetz Chaim, the Mishnah already says, as long as that they're going to be serve these things later on, it's not a problem, won't be dangerous. Again, this will be tzarchi, and on types of waiters that are serving very delicious, fancy meat that they're not going to partake of, how exactly what the limud zchut is. It could be maybe today's pasha, not dangerous anymore. When it comes to giving bread to someone that didn't wash his hands, you're not supposed to do so. There's a big shaila when it comes to non-from Jews, etc., that come to your house and they want to drink. And if you don't serve them a drink, Shlomo Zalman has a beautiful tshuva that not serving them drinks could be the biggest mikshah, especially could be chil Hashem, it could be, and therefore you're allowed to, of course, be put on your kiruv hat and yarmulke or sheitel or whatever, and tell them. You have a chat. Can I please say the bracha with you? There's a lot you could do. There's even print that you could print out a bracha, and it's a chance to inspire another Jew. A woman that is not with her husband, she's not supposed to drink wine. If she's in a different place, especially if she's in a different place, even with her husband, she should not drink wine if she's in another place. But, and the same thing applies to any other intoxicating drinks. But if she's used to drinking wine when she's with her husband, then she's allowed to drink a little bit of wine when her husband is not around. And when a person is a guest, you're not supposed to take from the food and give it to the children of the host. And the reason why is because maybe there's not enough, he's going to be embarrassed, and then there's not going to be enough, and it's going to end up in not a good ending. Unless you see on the table that there's a shefa. Someone enters the house. He's not supposed to say, give me food, until they offer. Now, this is not what Chavetz Chaim actually says, that if you paid for your meal, of course you could ask for it. Also, interesting halacha, when you come to the meal and you see that there's not enough food, really shouldn't eat. You should find excuses, etc. Why? Because it's considered a vakeza. And even though the host invited him. And it's a very scary sin because it's very difficult to do tshuva. A person doesn't think he did anything wrong. A person is not allowed to leave when he's eating until he benches. This is a Gemara, Machlus B'Sham B'Sila, a whole discussion about this. What happens if a person leaves his meal and goes to another room, even to another room, another, and especially to another house? But there are situations where a person ends up doing that so many times, like a child, oh, I forgot to bench, etc. The halacha is that you are able to bench where you are. Even though there's a mitzvah to go back, but if you can't, it is okay. The halacha is you could still bench. It's considered vam shad, a torn bacham im koimam. But the real etzah is to have a kazais where a person changed his spot to. That's what the kitzah also says. Yizor lechol lechol pas kazais, pas b'mokom sheyivarech b'kas hamazon. When it comes to other items, one is allowed to change his spot. Now that's interesting because already the Chofetz Chaim points out that this is not necessarily true when it comes to mezonos or even to fruits of Shiva Saminim Lechatchila. One should make sure to bench where he ate. When it comes to shahakos and stuff like that, technically speaking, that's called davar she'eino tan bracha b'mekayim. And halacha is really you can make your bracha choiner not where you ate or drank. It's still good to do so because otherwise you might forget. Have a beautiful day.